If you have kids in the car, turn your radio up because you definitely want to hear this, because joining us right now is children's author Monica Lizimar. She has written books including Blotch the Dog and her latest book, The Empty Dish. Monica, congratulations on this latest book.
Oh, thank you very much. I am very pleased with the result and how the people have appreciated their work.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, you have been a school teacher. You've also been a saleswoman and a mouse oiler. What got you into writing children's books?
Actually, I started at UTS studying. I have a diploma in creative writing. And the first time I wrote a little short story about a dog,
yeah,
which I had just accidentally met. I named it Blotch. And the dean of the university said this could go for a long run.
Really?
He was right. I wrote the first Blotch, and the second Blotch the Dog, and the third one, even one in Spanish, because my mom could not read the full 36,000 words in English. So
yeah,
I wrote that, and I have been very happy, very, very happy with my how the people appreciate the work.
Oh, that's very nice of you to write it in Spanish for your mom.
All my books are in English, except that particular one is only one.
And how do you get the inspiration for your books? Do you have a dog or a cat that you get the inspiration from?
Oh, yes, yes. I was working in Australia Post, come back home, and we had two dogs, but there was just a little tiny dog in between, and he was jumping and jumping and jumping. And then I fell in love with it.
Aww.
And then it was a girl dog. I named Tiffany Giorgio, but then someone has come and leave it for a while, and they took it. But I took her personality, and I turned it in Blotch the Dog.
Yeah, and now you've got your latest one called The Empty Dish, which is about Oscar the cat.
Oh, yes. That is a recent this year published. This cat belongs to a girlfriend. Oh, well, I took his personality, and she's very, very sick, very ill. Unfortunately, and she lives in Leica. She's very sick.
Sorry to hear
that. We used to go to the writer centers together, and her cat was a similar looking the one I have, and the personality. I took her personality, but I changed it from Oscar Wilde without the E, not like the real author.
Yeah.
So Oscar Wilde, the real author, is ending with an E. My book is Oscar Wilde without the E. So it's a double meaning.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yes.
And
yes.
Why did you decide to change from, you know, you're writing about Blotch the Dog and now you've changed to Oscar the Cat? Why did you switch to writing about cats now?
Yes, because you sometimes you have to change course of your work, and I thought just something different. And in between, I'm writing now about possum, but I love animals.
Yeah.
I really connect well with animals. And then that's it. But deep in my heart, I am a dog person, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes. No. So you like dogs more than cats?
Yes, but the result of this, the empty dish, I'm very, very happy. And I have received marvelous letters and emails appreciating this work. And I will be, if you let me know, this coming weekend will be the biggest book fair Australia in Homebush.
Yeah, you're going to it, the Australian Festival.
Oh, yes.
And
I will dress as a dog. I will dress as Blotch the Dog. And hopefully it's not that hot when I have my slot of reading to children. But I will wave my tail to anyone coming along.
I've seen that you're in the dog costume before on your website.
Yeah, you can see that I do. I do it.
In the book, The Empty Dish, someone eats Oscar the Cat's food. Can we get a hint on who eats his food? If someone's never listened to it before or read the book?
I would love that, really, truly. For example, if someone do a cartoon, we could create a really powerful work. I cannot do... I do drawings very badly. But if we, we could create a real powerful character. I know. I feel it in my bones. I know. See, unfortunately, I haven't met that person just yet.
Yeah.
Somewhere there is that person. Just give a call and we do it.
Yeah, and if you think you can help Monica, the text line's 0468 44 1073. So if someone's listening and they want to help you, they'll text in Monica. I want to thank you so much for joining us on. I want to thank you so much this afternoon for joining us on 2SER Drive. It's been an absolute pleasure, and congratulations on the book again.
Okay, thank you.
And all the best for the weekend.